It just pulled in front of me, and it's so big I can't see around that big old SUV.
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this segment we're going to be talking to someone at Ford Motor Company who has sold a lot of big SUVs, and now they're starting to sell hybrid SUVs as well. Neil Golightly, Sustainable Business Strategies Director for the Ford Motor Company, is joining us today to first talk about the announcement last month that Ford is stepping up its production of hybrid cars. That's certainly great news. And then give him a chance to respond to the latest action by Rainforest Action Network activists trying to still jumpstart Ford and get them to improve their bottom line average fuel economy. So thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Betsy.
What was behind the announcement in October that there's a new commitment? You're going to be increasing global hybrid production tenfold to approximately 250,000 units by 2010?
Absolutely. And there are a couple of things behind it. Number one is this is an important segment. It's an important market. People are keen to find vehicles that have less of a footprint on the environment and have better fuel economy and have less CO2 emissions. And we're very pleased to be part of that that market and to be expanding our reach into it. It's also very much a reflection of a focus on innovation that our chairman, Bill Ford, has kicked off in that announcement in September. And it's innovation across the spectrum of our products, but very specifically on the whole issue of ecological footprint and fuel economy and CO2 emissions.
Since we last spoke about 6 months ago, we have had a series of destructive hurricanes, and global warming is believed to be a factor in the number of intense storms we've had and extremely destructive storms this past few months, this season. So there is a new emphasis on you know, fuel economy. It's also record high gas prices, a lot of talk about peak oil. So is that part of what Ford is beginning to respond to as well?
Yes, I mean, we've long recognized that that climate change and the associated issues of energy security and energy prices are affecting our market, affecting our industry. What we're seeing now is finally the marketplace and a social pressure around those sorts of issues that allows us to bring more products like the Escape Hybrid and like the Mariner Hybrid and the other hybrids that we're bringing to the market, to bring those to market in a way that that makes business sense.
Okay, now the activists who are behind Jumpstart Ford campaign are planning some activities this weekend. They're still upset by their belief that despite what they call greenwashing, stepping up hybrid production, working with some, I guess, police officers to show them how to drive their vehicles in a way that's more fuel efficient and conserve gas, the overall mileage per gallon estimate for Ford as a fleet is still the lowest. Is that the case, first of all? And if so, what are you going to do about it? And three, how frustrating is it, perhaps, to be making strides and still be the target of protests?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'm a little bit confused as to how you can call a commitment to make 250,000 hybrids per year greenwashing. One of the things that that Bill Ford, our chairman, has been very, very intent on is making sure that that we come to market with some real solutions and real products that that help address some of the concerns that are out there around fuel economy and climate change and so forth. And yes, I certainly understand the sentiment behind some of the protests that are continuing to go on. But I'm very excited by the work that we're doing with other groups like the Sierra Club and other NGO groups that are working with us on solutions on how we can move the market, how we can move policy, how we can actually be part of a systemic solution to some of these issues.
Since it seems the activists keep coming back to the fact that Ford has the lowest overall EPA average fuel efficiency rating, is that a goal to get off the bottom of that list or the top of that list?
Yeah, well, some of the activists certainly are still very focused on that particular issue. And one of the reasons why we're there is because as you know, Betsy, our SUV and our truck lineup is so popular, and it's a disproportionate share of our overall portfolio, if you will. But absolutely, we're committed to making improvements in that overall fuel economy. We're absolutely committed to bringing other choices to the marketplace that people can select from, like hybrids and like better fuel economy vehicles.
Now, what's happened to the sale of these biggest SUVs as people have to pay $40-$50 and up to fill up?
Well, I think we're seeing a very significant effect in the market as SUV sales drops off, at least over the last few months. And I think at least in part that's because of fuel prices. I would like to think it's in part because people are starting to think also more and more about some of the other impacts of these vehicles. But one of the things that I think is important to keep in mind is that as those pressures start to come to bear on the market, that makes it easier for us to make the kinds of business decisions that we would like to make in terms of bringing more fuel-efficient vehicles to market.
Yeah, and the auto industry for many years, at least the last several, have been saying, you know, we're making what consumers are buying, and SUVs were extremely popular, and we are starting to see that shift, probably none too soon. So since the marketplace is now demanding more fuel-efficient cars, evidence the waiting list for hybrids. By the way, is that the case for the Ford hybrid as well? SUV.
Yes, there's high demand for the Ford hybrid, and in fact, our expertise and our traditional strength in SUVs is one of the reasons why we're so proud to have been the first company to bring a hybrid SUV to market.
Okay, so at least we won't be hearing that consumers don't care about fuel efficiency. Mileage now does matter, and you're saying Ford will be responding to that.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I think you're already seeing is that as we bring out our crossover vehicles, which are kind of a hybrid, if you will, between cars and SUVs.
Running out of time, so wrap up that thought. Go ahead.
No problem at all. I think you're seeing a better position than we have been in the past to meet that new requirement for better fuel efficient vehicles.
Thank you, Neil Golightly of Ford Motor Company.